Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM, about to set sail. We got a good show coming up for you. We'll look back at last night's Iowa and Minnesota Big Ten home opener for the Hawkeyes. We'll talk about that, get your reactions to it as well. We'll also talk in some high school wrestling today. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament will be joining us, and we'll take a look back at the first big weekend of the season. That and a whole lot more. It is Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. And once again, coming your way from our studios on the southwest side, it is Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you for joining us. You can listen as well at KGYMradio.com, the KGYM radio app as well. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. As always, we are presented by our good friends at Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated. A place where friends meet up and again. And when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good Tuesday to everybody. Hope it's going well out there.
It's cold. It is cold.
It's 20. Come on.
Wind chill, man. It's all about the wind chill out there. 18 degrees right now. It's not 20. It feels like about 20 in here. I got my heavy coat on. You came in. You said, ooh.
A little chilly.
It's a little chilly in here. It's winter here in the state of Iowa. Coming up later on tonight, we've got high school basketball for you on KGYM, beginning at 7:30, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM. Myself, Steve Dozier, will be over at Linmar. It'll be the Lions hosting Cedar Rapids, Washington, while Miles Klotz and Eric Peterson will be down in Tiffin, as it will be Clear Creek Comana hosting the West Delaware Hawks tonight. That will be on 106.3 FM. Both those games as well at KGYMradio.com, either the main stream or the 106.3 FM stream. You can pick those up as well as your KGYM radio app. Looking forward to bringing you that game coming up this evening over at Linmar. And last night it was college basketball as Iowa took on Minnesota in the Big Ten home opener. Hawkeyes coming away with a 20-point victory at 72-52. And going to talk about that here to get the show kicked off today. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line. If you would like to let your feelings be known, 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jeweler is located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Good win for the Hawks last night. One they needed.
Yeah, I thought a good solid win, 20-point victory, and it was achieved in a different way than what you saw in Iowa's performance at Michigan. Luka Garza was dynamite in Ann Arbor, but got off to a bit of a slow start. Joe Wieskamp did not, and that was a big part of the game, I thought. Iowa played somewhat better defense, but you have to remember, Minnesota doesn't have Michigan's talent.
No, they do not.
And their guard shot horribly. Aturo, the big man from Minnesota, I think he's a very good player. He just traveled again, by the way.
Yeah, he's got a little problem with the footwork. Needs to get that taken care of. Good player, though.
Yeah.
You can see that there is some raw talent there as far as Aturo is concerned, but yeah, he traveled quite a few times. And you know what? It was just a lot of fun to watch a college basketball game with two posts going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see it much anymore. Your post steps, and Garza stepped outside and hit an outside shot last night, but you just don't see two guys like Aturo and Garza going at it like that, on the block, trying to be physical with one another, and I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, Garza had 21, I think.
Yes.
Double-double. Interesting that Iowa found a way to win a game by 20 points without Jordan Bohannon scoring.
10 assists, though.
10 assists was big.
10 assists were big. No turnovers as well in that game for Jordan Bohannon last night. And his main goal, he said, after the game was to get Joe Wieskamp going. And if that was the case, then mission accomplished, because Joe, in 34 minutes, 8 of 15 from the field. More importantly, I think, 5 of 7 from three-point range, and ended up with a game-high 23 points last night for the Hawkeyes. And that and was inspiring on defense. None better than the block three-pointer and going down and then throwing it down in the face of a Gopher defender on your own.
That was a big play, because I think Minnesota had drawn within 8 or 10.
They got within 8 in the second half at one point, and then Iowa went on a little mini run after that to kind of put the game on ice, and then really iced it after that, as the Hawkeyes go to 1-1 now as far as Big Ten play is concerned. 7-3 overall, and you're right, this is not a Minnesota team that's going to probably go to the NCAA tournament again for Richard Pitino, and I think he knows it's a little bit of a rebuilding. They lost a ton off that team from a year ago for the Gophers, and they just don't shoot it very well from the perimeter. 6 of 25 last night, and it's watching it in person, it's just not a very pretty outside shooting team either for Minnesota. It'll get better, though. It'll get better for the Gophers. If they can find somebody to go with Daniel Oturu on the interior, they'll be okay.
Was that Jordan Bohannon's last home game of the 2019-20 season? That's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Do you expect Thursday night to be Jordan Bohannon's final game with the Hawkeyes this season? Of course, Thursday night at Iowa State
would be game number 10.
Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
It is, I think it's leaning more and more toward yes. I don't know for sure. I don't think anybody knows for sure except Jordan and his family. We've said that before. Probably Fran McCaffrey and others. And you just kind of reading the tea leaves a little bit. I think that might be Jordan's last game for 2019-2020 coming up in Ames against Iowa State. And it'll be interesting. You remember last year, going back, Cordell Pemsel was in this situation a year ago before he was redshirted, was coming off an injury.
Pretty spared a game.
Played one game, and that was against Iowa State, and mixed it up a little bit on the interior with Michael Jacobson, among others. And it's going to be interesting. Can Iowa State take Iowa off the dribble? Can the Hawkeyes defend on Thursday? Can Luca Garza should have a monster game against Iowa State. Now, can George Condon step up like he did against Seton Hall? Can he do that against Luca Garza, who's one of the bigger and better post players as far, and I think you can say, in the country right now? Oscar Robertson Award winner this week, leading the Big Ten as far as scoring is concerned. I think you got to put him in a pretty elite category, at least in the early part, in the first month and week as far as the season is concerned. But we'll see. Those are some of the questions that need to be answered on Thursday night.
A lot of speculation about Bohannon, and I have no insight whatsoever. All I know is what I see. And apparently Bohannon missing some practices for recovery time. How much do we read that into the situation? I see him on the court. I'm not sure he's regressed a whole lot. Teams are going to focus on him. He's not going to get a lot of shots against some teams. But what he did last night, as you mentioned, 10 assists, no turnovers, was impressive. Impressive.
It was. It was.
11:56 on the Hurtine and Stocker Jeweler text line. Did Jordan's comments about getting Wieskamp going give a hint as to his plans to redshirt?
Maybe if you read between the lines a tick, perhaps. Is it because he knows, It's not a big secret. For the Iowa basketball team to be successful this year, Luka Garza and Joe Wieskamp have to play well together. That is not a secret out there. Everybody knows that. And then Iowa needs contributions from other guys. C.J. Frederick, Ryan Kreener, Cordell Pemsel coming off the bench, Joe Toussaint doing what he does. That's how Iowa is going to be successful. I think it was John Rothstein last night tweeted out that now, again, this is early and it's a tweet, but he said Iowa looks like right now a tournament team at this point. Awful early in the going, but
I'm trying to put myself in Jordan Bohannon's shoes and what things I might consider. Number one, obviously, is health. Okay, I'm 85%. Do I have a chance to get healthier this year? Is there any guarantee that I'm going to be able to be injury-free next year? Do I have a better opportunity for postseason play with this year's team and next year's team, knowing that maybe Garza and or Wieskamp could be gone?
Or it could be back.
Or it could be back. You don't know. There's a couple things I'm considering, and
those are all the questions they have to go through, the pros and the cons about shutting things down or staying out there. Yes, Ed, I agree with you. It was fun to watch big men play last night.
48-15, selfishly, I don't want to see J-Bo redshirt. I think this team could win 21 games with him on the floor. Kenneth, even if Bohannon plays the number of games allowed for a medical redshirt, is there a guarantee he would be awarded one?
He hasn't taken a redshirt year, though. Doesn't have to be a medical redshirt.
Exactly.
He has not taken a redshirt year as of yet. And you can play up to X number of games and still take a redshirt year. And I think that is more the planning. I don't can't see Jordan being a six-year guy. So I think either way, I think he's going to get that year back if he decides indeed to shut it down after Thursday night.
Cyclone Jim speaking about Thursday's game at Hilton Coliseum. Read between the lines. I will play my Super Bowl.
Oh, Tim.
And then redshirt.
Tim. We don't want to go into that, do we? That's like...
Well, there's a reason he sat out a non-conference game.
Oh, definitely.
They did the math.
Oh, definitely.
To see when the 10th game would be.
Not sure the Super Bowl needs to come in or whatnot. 319-366-1600.
Hey.
Does both sides argue that it's the Super Bowl for the other side? Huh? Agreed? Agreed on that? Especially the football game.
I don't want to go down there.
I don't want to go down... Yeah, did the Patriots cheat? Let's get into that one right now. No one feels sorry for the Patriots again today. I find that just kind of amusing a little bit to myself. I chuckled several times today to myself.
Why are you spying on the Cincinnati Bengals of all teams?
I don't know.
Come on.
Good question out there. We're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz coming up here in a few minutes. And also today, before 4 o'clock, your opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card from the good folks at Mulligan's over on Old Marion Road in Cedar Rapids. And, of course, that is the home of the KGYM Road Trip with Todd and Alex every other Thursday. They are not there this week. They will be there the following Thursday. And we've got your chance to win all this week. $30 gift card from Mulligan's. And we'll have that for you before 4 o'clock coming up here today on KGYM. As far as the Iowa-Iowa State game is concerned, Iowa State, there's no line on it. The line will come out 24 hours prior to the game. You got to think Iowa State is going to be a favorite. I would say probably, if I had to throw a line out right now, Mark, 7.5.
I'm going to say 4.
You're going to say 4? I'm high?
Yep.
I'm too high?
I'm going to say 4.
Okay. So you're saying basically it's a toss-up. His home court is 3-4 points.
Does it work that way in basketball?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm going to say Iowa State by 4.
I'm going to go 7.5. I'm going to go 7.5 in there.
You have that much confidence in Iowa State?
at home.
Yeah.
At Hilton, I think Iowa State can beat anybody at Hilton Coliseum. This game was played at Carver. It could be a little bit different, but it's going to be an interesting game and I think an entertaining game as well. I would not be surprised if this is going to be one of those 98-92 games one more time, even though Iowa held Minnesota to 52 last night and Iowa State played a slam-bang affair with Seton Hall on Sunday night, which was a good win for Iowa State, by the way. Beating Seton Hall, a top 20 team, at home. So, things are different when Iowa State gets folks in Hilton Coliseum. Yeah. 319-366-1600. 1345. We mentioned the Patriots, and now people are talking about them. Yes, they did cheat, and as punishment, they should be banned from this postseason. I will send a message to other teams. Don't do it or no Super Bowl. It will send a message, I beg your pardon, to other teams. Don't do it or no Super Bowl. That is not going to happen. But it's an interesting take on it, 1345.
The New England Patriots organization has admitted that it violated an NFL rule Sunday when they illegally filmed the field during the Bengals-Browns game. One thing that's still unclear, according to CBS Sports, is what exactly the illegal footage shows. Apparently, those familiar with the footage showed about an 8-minute segment of the Bengals coaches. And apparently this was a independent film crew.
Working for the Patriots.
Working for the Patriots. And wanted to show what an advanced scout goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, Patriots head coach, of course, said he knows nothing about this.
No, I know nothing about it. I giggled again. and chuckled again. 319-366-1600. Wyatt Schultz going to join us in a couple of moments here. I might get to this toward the end of the program as
Why
well.
Why not believe Belichick?
Oh, come
it's
on.
It's the Bengals. You really need to surveil the Bengals to beat them?
Let's ask Rick Swan across the hall from Smart
he
FM.
He will tell you no. He's a Bengal fan.
One for the season, Cincinnati Bengals make that. Yeah, anybody can beat anybody in the NFL on a given day. It's just going to be harder for the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the New England Patriots, even with New England's offensive problems at this time. But you know what? If you didn't have all the priors, people might believe you a little bit more. That's kind of the way a lot of people are looking at it, kind of the way I look at it as well, as far as New England and the latest case is concerned, as far as the Patriots. 319-366-1600. We are going to get ready to take a break. Wyatt Schultz is going to join us. We might get to this here around the corner as well. And that is ESPN. They're doing all sorts of programming, lists, etc., as far as the 150th birthday of college football. The latest list to come out is the all-time 150 all-time greatest coaches in college football history. And it's kind of an interesting list. And with any list, you're going to have – it's not a perfect world.
There's one Iowa coach on it, right?
One University of Iowa coach, yes. Several with Iowa State ties in there. But it's just an interesting list. It's an interesting list. And we'll get to that as well coming up in just a little bit. Now we got Iowa and Iowa State bantering back and forth on the text line.
Good.
Between is it a Super Bowl, is it not, is it just another game, blah, blah, blah. We can't answer that. We can't answer that because there is no correct answer as far as that is concerned. But I will throw out our friend Cajun Troy's text, who says maybe they were trying to get Dalton's attention to replace Brady. love you, Troy, but Andy Dalton is not going to New England. G-E-A-U-X, Tigers, by the way, out there. As we get ready to go to break, we are going to give you an opportunity, and that is to pick up a $30 gift card from Mulligan's, the home of the KGYM Road Trip for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hot food, cold drinks, lots of TVs. Head on over to Mulligan's. Select Fridays, come in for live music. Check out their Facebook page for food and drink specials as well. It's all at Mulligan's on Old Marion Road. That, of course, in Cedar Rapids. We're going to take and give you an opportunity right now to pick up a $30 gift card to Mulligan's. Maybe you can use it when you stop by for the KGYM road trip. 319-366-1600. Number is 319-366-1600. We will take caller number 6, and you will get that $30 gift card. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. 319-366-1600. That is the number. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this.
At C.P. Hoyt, the holiday season is all about gifts with purchase. And boy, do we have some amazing gifts with our amazing jewelry. I'm talking about great jewelry from Anya Hay, Shy Creations, Memoir, Forevermark, and Gabriel & Company New York. With your purchase, the more you spend, the bigger your gift. Like a Traeger pellet grill, a 55-inch Samsung TV, Apple AirPods, Yeti Ramblers. The more you spend, the bigger your gift. And of course, in C.P. Hoyt fashion, we'll have our spectacular jewelry in every price range and every style. Whether you love the hottest new designs or if you're more traditional, we've got it all. Nothing's better than great gifts with amazing jewelry at C.P. Hoyt. And stop in on December 21st for a special visit from Santa Claus himself. It all starts Wednesday, December 11th through New Year's Eve at C.P. Hoyt, the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and has great gifts with purchase for the holidays.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them this holiday season with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. Consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
When class isn't in session, take part in weekend extracurricular activities on Smart FM. Glenn Gardner takes you on a journey to concerts all over the world on Live from the Soundboard. Chris Jackson's got alternative rock on Where It's At. And of course, hit the lunchroom for the Beatles Buffet Sunday mornings. Weekends are better with extracurricular activities on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great-paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Congratulations to Tyler in Cedar Rapids. He picks up our $30 gift card to Mulligan's. We have another $30 gift card tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, right here on KGYM. Going to talk with Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament coming up here in just a moment. Want to remind you, the KGYM has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to kgymradio.com for more information out there. And as we mentioned, going to talk right now with our friend Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament, and just a all-around good guy, photographer extraordinaire. It doesn't matter if it's wrestling, cross-country events, football, what have you. He'll take pictures of it, right? You were out cross-country picture-taking when it was like 15 degrees, man.
I was. I started getting involved with the cross-country timing and stuff, so it's been a lot of fun. And, of course, the football, I like the football. I like the multi-sport athlete is what I really like. And so that's why I try to go to a lot of those events. And also, I like high school sports.
As a lot of people do.
I think it's what I tell a lot of people is that's the cheapest entertainment in town is high school athletics.
A lot of high school wrestling over the weekend, Wyatt, and I want to ask you about this Independence Invitational. More than 30 teams. What do they start at, 6 o'clock in the morning?
No, it's a two-day event.
Yeah, it's a two-day event. They started at 2 o'clock on Friday, and I think it was 595 matches on Friday. I actually think they're going to have to go a little longer next year because they don't get done on time on Saturday. But it was 33 teams. Basically, they ran 32-man brackets, and the way they run it is eight pools of four-man round robins. And so your champions go into the gold bracket, your runner-ups, of course, the silver on down the line. And so some of those brackets, as you noticed, are just loaded and some of the top-notch wrestling in the country. This is one of the elite tournaments in Iowa all year long.
Yeah, it really is. And like you mentioned, over 30 teams, so it is individual, but they do keep the team scores. And I think, Simile out of Minnesota, probably the best program out of that state, came away with the team title, right?
Correct. Simile is they are loaded. I think they had 6 in the finals. So you know how good they are with some nationally ranked kids as well. And came away with the title. They were Minnesota's big school state champion a year ago. I think the Short family is part of the coaching situation up there. If people aren't familiar with that, they have a long history of coaching and kids up there. I've watched them in Fargo and all over. So it's a great tradition up there. And I know people are ingrained with Iowa wrestling down here, but there are some great programs up there in Minnesota as well.
By the way, we should mention before we go any farther that the report today from Wyatt, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee, a big supporter of both high school and college wrestling. And a lot of very good individual showdowns up at Independence for the Cliff Keen. Mr. Happel did very well. He knocked off a couple of co-top 10 national guys, I know.
Oh, man, you talk about a loaded weight. I think every kid in that gold bracket was ranked in their respective state. And I had mentioned a week ago, talking to some people, that I felt Cale had a tremendous summer up in Fargo, had a great round up there, finishing as an All-American, either third or fourth. And he had another exceptional day up in Independence. You know, he had to beat the defending state champion Caleb Rocci out of Ankeny in the semifinals, and then to defeat Ryan Sokol out of Simley in the finals. Sokol is ranked number two in the country by track wrestling. Happel was number seven. And I think Ratchin, and I'm brutalizing his name, I'm sure. but he's a top 10 kid in the country, too. He's, by the way, signed to go to Iowa, Rob Ratchin has, and Cale, of course, going to Northern Iowa. So you know what kind of level these kids are at 38 up there in Independence.
They also held the Keith Young in Cedar Falls and Waverly Shell Rock, as you know, Wyatt, flexed its muscles. But what I noticed from the results, there are teams that aren't quite full strength, including Kennedy.
Correct. Waverly, I believe, was pretty much full strength, and I think they kind of showed that up there with their Domus, because they won by 80 points or so. And I know Don Bosco was not at full strength, although didn't Viss win at heavyweight?
Yes, so he did.
They've got some great kids up there. Dawson Sweet finished third, I believe, out of Jefferson. But that was still a great tournament. Bettendorf was a runner-up, and just a good tournament.
It was, and, you know, no one's at full strength right now. Very few teams are, I guess, full strength right now. We can just say that. And that's kind of the way it goes every year, going a lot of guys from football into wrestling or football into basketball, but I think especially as far as football into wrestling is concerned. Plus, you have to get to whatever weight class you're going to wrestle in, and that it doesn't take 2 days to do that.
No, and especially nowadays, you know, it was in my old days, you know, we could cut as much as we wanted, as fast as we wanted to cut, and of course now they're getting a little more healthier, and you're on a weight reduction or weight loss program, so you can't lose you know, your 20 pounds in 2 days like we used to do when I was growing up. You know, it's an entirely different era.
They held the Guilford and Monticello, and not a super strong field by any means, but Marion doesn't care. Marion finished third, had three or four champs, and this squad is improving.
And it'll also, Marion will be headed to Mount Vernon this weekend, so that'll be another good test, because Mount Vernon's got a great tournament as well. You know, Jason, Coach Hague over there in Marion has he's done a great job ever since he's gotten there, taking small steps. You know, it's not an overnight process to rebuild or build a program. Once you get down, it's a long, long process.
It really is. And, trying to get better and better with that. Mentioned Kennedy a little bit up at the Keith Young with Viss as a champion, not quite as full strength there. Linmar had a good opening weekend. I know they were up at Independence, but Lion showed very well. It was a good Lion tournament. Lisbon was a top Iowa team up there, too.
Oh, I thought we knew Lisbon was good, but I really felt Linmar had a great showing. You know, they had two champions in Brandon O'Brien at 106, and the surprise to me was, well, actually they had three finalists. Tate Nakdaboran about 70, he won as a true freshman. And when you're winning that kind of a tournament, in a 33-man field or 32-man field as a freshman, you have done a tremendous job. And then Bryce Park, of course, was a runner-up to Carson Taylor, I believe, out of Fort Dodge. And they finished, did Lindmar finish like sixth maybe or fifth?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah, and that to me was a tremendous showing. Iowa City West was right in that same era with Lindmar as well as Independence. Hunter Garvin was a runner-up to Robert Avila, I believe, at 32. So they had a finalist as well.
Western Dubuque kind of putting people on notice. They're a team to be reckoned with in the Valley. Went over to Wisconsin to a tournament and just dominated.
Well, Western Dubuque is one of those teams that I think no matter how good of individuals they are, they're going to be a strong team. They're going to be a great dual team, and if they've got some great individuals, they're going to be a great tournament team as well. I don't know if people understand the difference, but they're going to be competitive at every weight, no matter what tournament they go to. And I think they got an interesting tournament. I think Southeast Polk is coming up to their tournament this weekend. So that'll be kind of interesting.
It will. And we'll get to the tournaments coming up this weekend as well here in just a little bit. And what's coming up as far as the duels are concerned, wanted to talk a little bit about your first set of rankings that are out there. And you and Eric Luters, I know, involved in that. All sorts of people get together and kind of throw it out there. Those first ones are always tough because you know a few of the freshmen, but you don't know, you know, everybody out there. That's always a little bit tough. But you guys got Bettendorf at the top of the list right now as far as Class 3A over Southeast Polk. That's interesting.
Southeast Polk, and of course, Waverly is going to be another one that I'm sure will be on the move with their win. Bettendorf, of course, didn't have a lot of their guys up there at the Keith Young. But you'll never count out Southeast Polk. And at the same time, Fort Dodge is pretty solid as well. You know, they've got nine kids. Waverly, they're at number six right now, but as many people have already let me know that we missed a kid of Waverly and in Evan Yacht, who is a place winner. And it's just one of those goofs. And so we'll get him in here in this next rankings. But Waverly will be on the move as well. It's I'm pretty high on those. It's going to be an interesting race, I think, between Bettendorf, Southeast Polk, Fort Dodge, and Waverly.
You expect a scramble in 2A where you have West Delaware number one?
I think Union will give them somewhat of a run. I think Osage as well will contend for a trophy. West Delaware, I went up there to watch the I streamed the West Delaware-Waverly duel last week. And West Delaware, up and down that solid lineup, you know, as you saw at the Bob Murphy Invitational this past weekend, you know, they won by 100 points or whatever, and with about eight finalists. So they've got a very strong, solid team up and down that lineup.
Talking with Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM at 341. 1A is, let us know if you've heard this before. Don Bosco and Lisbon are 1-2. Wow.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And I'll tell you, well, of course, you know Don Bosco up at the Keith Young. I think they were missing both Kennel twins, Cale Frost and Thomas Even. So there's four potential finalists that they didn't have up there at the Keith Young. And of course, Lisbon, when you saw at the 15 Independence tournament, you know, they had about six or seven guys in that gold bracket. So you know how solid they are. And in fact, I think they're going to wrestle Solon this weekend, this Thursday, I believe. Mm. And so that'll be an interesting duel. But between those two, and I would throw Underwood, maybe a slight underdog behind them, Underwoods, they could have about four or five potential finalists as well.
And West Sioux in there. West Sioux is just good at everything right now.
Yes, they are. You know, and they also have Adam Allard, who's vying for his fourth state title over there. And if people hadn't followed him this summer, I think it was in a Greco tournament up in Fargo. He lost his first round match, came all the way back, and finished third. So he had, I think it was 10 matches he had to wrestle in 3 days to finish third. So that shows you his intensity after that little slip up in the first round.
What are the main attractions Thursday and then into the weekend, Wyatt?
Well, the I guess the one that really stuck out for me right off was the Solon West Delaware duel on Thursday night. And then Lisbon's going to be there. They are going to wrestle Solon, but not West Delaware. So that was the one that struck out with me. Who's somebody's at City High? Is that Lindmar? Or,
I got it right here. That would be Western Dubuque's at City High.
Yeah, and I thought that was an interesting duel as well. Those are the two that stuck out to me off the top of my head far as duels.
Yeah, and then this weekend there's some biggies. You mentioned Mount Vernon having their invitational. Lisbon's going to be there. Marion is over there. Assumption is over there. West Liberty is over there. Some good teams, some good individuals. The big one around the state, though, is over it's the Battle of Council Bluffs, the two-day event over at the Mid-American Center this weekend.
Yes, it is, and I'm probably going to head over there on Friday morning. I already got my room reservation for the 2 days. Now that I'm retired from my regular job, I can do this.
You can play now.
Isn't that great? You know, I was even thinking that I could even come over and shovel Mark's lawn in their yard in the morning. So
perfect.
I know how much he likes shoveling snow.
A couple of Eastern. It's a lot of Western Iowa powers, a lot of Nebraska powers. Apple Valley's coming down from Minnesota, but you've got from our neck of the woods, Iowa City West is headed over there to see how they can do against some of those teams.
Right, and I like the tournament like this format, which is the same format as the Independence Tournament. And the reason I like it is those pool plays, and then they go into the gold, silver, bronze, copper brackets. Those average wrestlers get to wrestle kids that are just average like themselves, and they get to wrestle, you know, your six or seven matches over the weekend, and they're not going 0-2 and sitting there watching the rest of the evening. And so that's what I really enjoy is the fact that those average kids get some matches, and they need those matches. So I really enjoy tournaments like this.
Some of the other ones, Waverly Shell Rock having their tournament. Kennedy and City High are both going up there, along with Clear Creek Amana, and the Clippers got a couple of very good individuals. Clear Lake is going to be there, and I think Kakana is going to be there from out of state as well.
Right. You know, and speaking of Clear Creek, you know, I think they're kind of an up-and-coming program. Of course, the school district is growing like wildfire itself, but they've been slowly making strides too. They're a growing school, and I think in years to come, they're going to make some noise.
Maquoketa also will have their tournament, and you mentioned Western Dubuque. They've got a good field. Southeast Polk's coming up there. DeWitt will be there. Jefferson's headed up there, and Cedar Falls as well as Williamsburg will all be at Western Dubuque.
Right. Yeah. No. That's a pretty good tournament. You were talking about the Maquoketa tournament. The heavyweight from Maquoketa won the Keith Young or the Cliff Keen tournament up in Independence over the weekend. So they've got a couple of good individuals. So Maquoketa got a nice little team too.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And a lot of good high school wrestling. Should mention as well. Before we let you go here, several schools around Eastern Iowa and the state of Iowa have girls wrestling teams this year. And that's great to see. The sport is growing as far as the ladies are concerned. And even some dual meets and tournaments for them have already gotten underway.
Right. And I forget when it is. I've got to look at their schedule. But I think Waverly and Iowa City West want to have a girl dual meet between the JV and the varsity boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so it'll be strictly a girls' dual meet rather than girls wrestling on the boys' team. But speaking of the girls, though, just by looking at some of these programs, when they started the girls, once they found out it was girls on girls, the numbers have really, really picked up. You know, talking to some of the ladies that are already out of school, they're going, man, I wish we'd have had that when we were in school, because they'd like to do that. But the numbers are really picking up.
Yeah, and I think it's going to skyrocket even more in the next couple of years. I really think.
You know, there's about five college programs in Iowa that have girls wrestling. And at this point, I don't think there's enough girls in Iowa to support those teams. So they've got to go out of state to do some recruiting. But I don't think it'll take very long, and you'll have the numbers here in Iowa to support those teams.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, Wyatt, safe travels to Western Iowa, and we'll talk in a couple of weeks just before the holidays. And thanks for stopping on by and talking wrestling with us again this year. Appreciate it.
That's sweet. And keep the snow shovel out, Mark.
All right.
Thanks, Wyatt. Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament joining us here on a Tuesday edition of The Gym Class, and appearance on the show is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Back with more after this.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Need a last-minute gift? O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. We have several options for gifts under $20, like a digital tire gauge, a 20-in-1 multi-tool, storage containers, or even a universal backup camera. Or you can't go wrong with an O'Reilly gift card. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Guys, this year for Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky Nudies pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudies pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Nudies is so seductive, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com today. That's Pajamagram.com.
Our thanks to Wyatt Schultz for joining us, talking wrestling. We'll talk more wrestling tomorrow. Some college wrestling. Mark Ironside will join us on the Wednesday edition of the program. Chris List of RotoWire.com as well to answer your fantasy football questions. Mark, earlier today, ESPN.com and ESPN came out in conjunction with the 150th anniversary of college football, the great game that it is, with the top 150 college coaches of all time. And I'm going to give the top 10 here. I think number one is pretty simple. Bear Bryant, the terrific coach. Mainly people remember him at Alabama, but also was very successful at Texas A&M as well. He is number one. Nick Saban, number two. Newt Rockne, number three. Tom Osborne at number four. The great Eddie Robinson at number five. Oklahoma coach Bud Wilkinson at number six. Joe Paterno in at number seven. Bobby Bowden at number eight. Woody Hayes at number nine. And Frank Leahy, the Notre Dame coach, at number 10. Any of those catch your eye? Who should be in? Who should not be in? I'll throw you right there.
I was partial to Bud Wilkinson. Bud Wilkinson had winning streaks at Oklahoma of 31 and 47 straight games. I don't know how I'm going to throw out of the. He's at number six. Maybe that's okay. But I thought he, and he retired early before he was even 50 years old.
Went into television broadcasting. Yeah. Was with ABC for many years for Bud Wilkinson. I don't know. You can make an argument that he belongs in the top 10. I'm not sure I put Tom Osborne at number four, and that's not a bounce at our friends that are Nebraska fans. I think Tom Osborne had a lot of success off of what Bob Devaney did, his predecessor at Nebraska. I'm not sure Tom is the fourth best coach in the 150 years of college football. I think he's up there, but I think that's probably a little bit high. Some of the other notables, Amos Alonzo Stagg at 14, John Gagliardi, the man at St. John's for decades, in at number 16. Bo at number 20. Lou Holtz is 23.
Too high.
Bob Devaney is in at number 26. I think he should be higher than that for building Nebraska. The old ball coach is 27. How about Bob Stoops at 29? I think it's a lie.
You thought Urban Meyer was one of the greatest coaches of all time?
Where's Urban?
46.
46. Dabo Sweeney at 31.
And rising.
And rising. And rising right there. Let's see. What else we have here? Just going through the Tressel at 35. Pete Carroll at 37. Don't get me started. Oh, man alive. You've got Fritz Kreisler at Michigan, the former Michigan coach at 42. Frank Cush, 43, Mark. Do you buy Frank Cush at 43? Ahead of Urban Meyer. Jimmy Johnson at 49. I thought Jimmy should have been a lot higher. Lloyd Carr at 50. You can't spell Lloyd without two L's. I'll put that in there for all you Michigan fans. Out there. Don James, 52. Only if he played Iowa, he would be in the top 10. Bill Snyder in at 55, Mark. Just recently resigned Washington coach Chris Peterson at 58. I have that as a question mark. Johnny Majors, 62, with Iowa State ties. Bernie Bierman at 65. That was my impression of Beano Cook, by the way. I know it was bad. I know. Danny Ford of Clemson at 73. Gary Patterson of TCU at 74, Mark. That's pretty high. Ron Skipper, Mark, the former Central College coach in Pella, is at 77.
Did a lot of great things. Turned out some NFL players like Vern Den Herder,
yes,
among
did.
Others.
Vern Den Herder for sure. Dan Devine at number 88. Barry Alvarez at 90. Hayden Fry at 91, Mark. Is that a good spot for Hayden?
I don't mind it.
I think it's fair. Just ahead of Howard Schnellenberger in there. John Cooper at 97, ask Ohio State fans what they believe about that one. And going down the line, Earl Bruce at 107, Jimbo Fisher at 110, Daryl Mudra at 114, Mark. Dr. Victory, who coached at UNI, won several national championships at the D2 level. But some interesting stuff right there.
No Kirk Ferentz.
No Kirk Ferentz. And a lot of people were upset by that.
There was one other Iowa coach on the list at number 80, Howard Jones. Coached at coached six teams. Coached at Iowa from 1916 to 1923.
Troy wears less miles. He is in there. I think he's at 140 or something like that. So he is in there, Troy. 27-11, even more of a reason for Nebraska fans in the past.
No Ed Orgeron, Troy.
No Ed, but if things go well this year, maybe he'll be in there. All right, we're going to get you ready for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tonight out at Linmar as it'll be the Lions and the Washington Warriors. We'll have that in girls basketball at 7:30. Miles and Eric will have West Delaware at Clear Creek and Manna Boys coming up tomorrow. Mark Ironside joins us as well as Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next. Have a great night. Mark, see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class, KGYM.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we'll help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake.